episode 154, Multiplayer Tips and Map of the Month Narrows for the week of March 21st, 2008.
Let us begin.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead and my family is hurt. And I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Mystique.
All right, welcome aboard.
Welcome.
And I must say, your jokes are something to be, something of legends.
Oh, it's definitely X-rated, definitely X-rated.
Yes, and I definitely got to use some of that material, so.
Yeah, it's like the video game M for Mature.
Yeah, rated M for Mature.
Hot coffee-esque.
Yeah, really.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What are you known for besides your crazy jokes?
Besides my crazy jokes? Man, I don't know. There's nothing else. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, the show's over.
A lot of people know me as Mystique. My real name is Yesenia. I am the founder of Team Bombshells, so you can go check them out, teambombshells.com. And what we do is it's an all-female gaming team. They compete in Halo and branching out to Call of Duty and hopefully some other games as well. But other than that, I work just like anyone else does, but I spend a lot of my time just managing the bombshells, my work, keeping up with my personal life, and of course my pastime, gaming.
Of course.
You can't live without that.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, you must know what's the biggest and best essentials in life.
Oh, of course. All you need is gaming. You don't need anything else. You don't need a job or money.
Sleep, food.
Overrated.
Yeah.
It is overrated. I mean, especially when you don't even have to pay electricity. You just run on a treadmill.
Ah.
Yeah, you can sleep when you're dead anyway, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Plenty of time then. It's not the same. It's not as comfortable, but
that's true.
I don't speak.
What about when you roll
experience.
Over in your grave? Is that why they do that?
Yeah, really.
But the boops.
Nice. Well, cool.
So what are the more popular games that they prefer? You guys prefer in your clan? I mean, is Halo the unanimous choice, or is Call of Duty slowly but surely?
I mean. We're not a clan, but we're just teams of girls.
Okay.
But, I mean, I created the bombshell solely on Halo. And now, since other games came out, then we kind of branched off. So we're starting with Call of Duty 4, possibly Gears. Because Gears of War 2 is coming out, so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that one. What about Rainbow's?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You know what? Rainbow Six Vegas, I must say, it's okay. I'm not completely into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more popular game is going to be Halo and Call of Duty 4. I don't see Rainbow Six being there at the top with them.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I don't
know. I agree with you.
So that's, we're not really interested in that.
Okay.
Well,
so, I mean, how big of a demand to play against you guys is there right now? Like, do you guys get approached by a lot of people in the community?
Yes, we actually have a compete form on our website, so you can challenge us. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot. We get about 5 at least a day.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're in pretty high demand, I guess.
That's
and what's
cool.
Great is we have a lot of visitors that have come to our website, and we haven't been up for that long.
Oh, great.
Yep, so, over 20,000.
Oh, wow, nice. Now, so, I mean, do you guys, I'm sure being an all-female website and team, how often do you have to enforce rules against, you know, stalkers and stuff like that?
Well, we actually do not have, we haven't had any problems, knock on wood, with any stalkers.
Not after this one.
Yeah, well, maybe after this we will, but I pretty much have the rules standard, no harassing, you know, no stalking, no flaming or spamming, anything like that.
You're out of luck, JB. JB's out of luck.
Yep, I'm sorry. You're out of luck.
Ah, there goes the buttless chap.
I already had a blocky once, so I don't want to do it again.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Stop calling your home number. Dang.
I know. I had to change my number about 5 times already. God.
Wow. So it's an all-female clan, so is it open to, like, any girls that want to join a female clan, or how does that work?
Well, if you want to join, we have an application where you submit in a bio of yourself some general information, like mm-hmm. your name, age, gamer tag, games you play, which team you're interested in. But we do have, I mean, I'm not look. First of all, you have to have skills because this is competitive gaming. Mm-hmm. But okay. I look at personality as well. You have to be a good team player, a good individual player, have a great personality, and get along with all the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go out there, you're representing Team Bombshells. I don't want a girl who's not going to represent the team properly or give us a bad reputation.
And that's fair.
So I look at everything completely when you're trying to join the Bombshells. And so of course, you have to submit a picture and verify that you are really who you say you are. Because we get a lot of guys try to join the Bombshells.
Oh, really? Wow, that's funny.
We've had guys submit in applications that they want to join, and then they're like, oh, this is an all-female team? No, the pink didn't say anything about it.
Pink's the new black. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you do all that on your own? I mean, how long does it take to evaluate an application?
Well, usually it takes about an hour or two because I actually keep myself away from any little distractions. I could get it done within that time period.
Yeah.
But it also depends if we have any available spots. Like right now for Halo 3, we don't have any spots available. Hmm. We're looking at Call of Duty 4 right now. We need a few girls to join.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so it all depends on that. We're definitely looking for Guitar Hero girls and rock band girls. So definitely want to branch out to that platform as well.
Yeah, that's something. Fumo Jive plays a lot of Rock Band. And
yes, so do I.
One of these days, I definitely want to actually try the multiplayer for once. I haven't tried it yet.
Well, hey, for those about to rock, we salute you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Band is an awesome game.
Yes, it is. And
you can download the newest, hottest songs. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they just came out.
They have Flyleaf in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just came out today, actually, with a music store. Mm-hmm. That's a free update to Rock Band if you guys have it. By the time we're recording this, it just came out today. So, yeah, definitely log in and check it out. It's on the main menu at the bottom now. And you can go and preview songs on there. You can see the album art for them. You can see all of the stuff available right there without having to go through the Xbox interface and everything else. So that's really cool setup.
Pretty soon you're going to be able to download full albums.
Yes, in fact,
from what I heard, Nirvana was going to be one of the first.
Yes, and that's like
bands.
That's like the pinnacle
as long
for
as
me,
Courtney
man.
Love doesn't go all psycho.
We don't need her.
No whole albums, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But
especially holes in USB.
Yeah.
We won't mention that one. But they, the whole Nevermind album is actually, they have announced that it was coming out. I mean, it's 4 months after the game, though, and it's kind of like, dude, what the heck? I mean, come on now. I mean, I understand there's still content coming out, but geez, it's like, just put it out already. But yeah, I'm hoping that Nevermind comes out sometime soon because I'm totally going to purchase that, man. And I've only bought a few albums, but that are a few songs on Rock Band, but that one I would definitely, get the whole thing, especially since there's some amazing songs on that album too.
Yes.
You know, speaking of online for that, actually, there's another thing that that they've announced that they were going to come out with is online career mode. For multiplayer.
That's gonna be awesome.
Right now, all you can do is quick play online, so it's basically like just a one shot deal. But eventually, they were actually gonna try to do it before the game came out, but they ran out of time by the time it came out, so they put it out without online
just like
career.
Guitar Hero 3, because you have the online career co-op as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's gonna be coming out. Coming out.
So Fumo, we should create. The elite cow tippers?
XX elite cow tippers XX. That'd be a good, good band on there. That'd be cool.
No, cow tip story.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we forgot about that. The musical. Make sure to check it out. It's going to be on Xbox Live Marketplace.
It's going to
be 800 points.
It's going to be the hottest thing since Halo.
I'm going to tip that call tonight.
Nice.
I will dance in the background.
The cow named Betsy. Betsy, oh Betsy, I tipped the cow Betsy.
They're pretty good at that one.
Yeah. You have a promising career there.
Yeah, so guys, definitely be sure to check it out in stores.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta download it.
Blu-ray. Yeah, it's going to be a Rock Band soon.
Yeah, it's Blu-ray.
So, Fuma, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Well, today is the multiplayer tips and map of the month, Narrows. We're going to be talking about all about how to do well on Narrows, throughout the whole map and all different game types. There's also people that send in a bunch of general multiplayer tips that we're going to get to. So hopefully this will be something that'll help you guys level up and stay there in Halo 3.
Of course it will.
But before we get to that, we have a... Of course.
With these tips, you're going to be the next pro gamer.
You are. If you're lucky, if you're good enough, maybe you'll be good enough to join Team Bombshells.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep practicing.
And make sure you get a sex change.
Yeah, and take a lot
of
estrogen
guy.
See, like me and my goatee, it's not going to work.
You just got to shave it and put it elsewhere.
Oh, man. Anyway. Before we continue, though, we do have a major announcement to make.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and this is and let's remind everyone this is not an April Fool's joke.
Right.
So this is dead serious and Fumo sincere. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And Fumo, since you are the founder of Podtacular, the spotlight's on you, buddy.
Well, the Podtacular podcast, the audio podcast, will be no more. The final show is going to be recorded on April 8th. So the show that comes out after that will be the final audio podcast for Podtacular. I do want to say, however, right away, that this does not mean Podtacular.com is going away, or the Podtacular community, or all the other projects that go on at Podtacular. The only thing that's going away is the audio podcast. Podtacular TV is still going to be released on the same feed that you're listening to this now, so you'll be able to download those and watch them on your iPods. All the events, like the Podtacular season is coming up, the award-winning season that was the voted Halo Nation's like best tournament last year. Second Foundation Halo Nation Awards.
Yes.
And we got another season coming up very shortly that you can check it out at podtacular.com/forums. We also have all kinds of different things, like there's a training group for the recreational clans. There's the rec and pro clans themselves. There's the all-stars. There's different tournaments that we participate in. There's all kinds of things that go on in the Podtacular community. They're going to continue to go on. It's just the audio podcast is retiring.
Yes, And I have to reiterate, this is not a joke. I know I did a bad joke last year that I was leaving the Sony, blah, blah, blah. And people believed it more than I expected, actually. So it's perfect. It would be perfect timing to do something like that again. Yeah. But no, this is not a joke. And it's something weird to be listening to Fumo Jive say it. And it's something that has been tossed around a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But we both have our own reasons for it.
Yeah.
And it all boils down to, pretty much going on with regular life,
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll do a full retrospective of the last show and everything. So stick around for the last few shows. There're going to be some good ones definitely and some good times, and we'll definitely take a look back in the final show and just, see how far we've come and everything, and talk about like all the fun times that have happened on Podtacular and, all the cool stuff that got us to that point. So Stick around for that.
And the hundreds of inside jokes we've managed to come up with together.
Thanks to the Halo Nation, man, sending in their all their awesome stuff. And, everything.
Who knows? Maybe Nene might make an appearance in the final episode.
Could be. It could be.
Yes.
Could be, so, definitely. Everything from Nene to the tiger butt plug, man. It's been all over the place.
Wow, yeah. Tiger butt plug. I haven't heard that one before.
I know, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so, sorry to start the show off in a somewhat low note, but you know, we'll begin and maybe harp on it a little later on towards the end. But no, it's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Well, anyway, time to get to these tips here. There's definitely some good ones.
I'm going to start out with a regular guy who's been submitting for a while, Asian Dude 1. He says, Narrow is pretty much like my favorite map. I know a lot of people hate it, but it's awesome. On any game, people will always try to get to the other people's base with the man cannon. Just toss a grenade into it and stick them in midair. That's pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that. I don't have those skills. If you can, grab a bubble shield before going in the man cannon. The beginning of the match is always a rocket rush, so toss some grenades and such. What are the such? I have an idea.
As a butt plug.
Yeah.
For cows.
Toss some cows. Those are pretty heavy.
Cows flying through the air noises.
Wait, that's like in the movie,
Twister?
No. Oh,
Whoa. Chihuahuas fighting in the background.
Throw some chihuahas.
Hey, talk to my dog fighting.
No, they were answering. They were like, Arr! They were answering the movie because you asked what movie that was.
God, what it's the grail with when the French guys are tipping, catapulting the cows, going,
What that was
See, my joke is so
Flying Deadly Exploding Cows
fighting.
4.
It reminds me of Monty Python with the cow in the end. So there are four sweet hiding spots on Narrows. He says check on YouTube. There are four pillars that you can get to from the side of the bridge. The shotgun pones in this map, and the sniper can be useful as well. That's really all of my tips. Keep on fragging those huge, ugly, gas guzzling Hummers.
Yay.
Bad for the population. I mean,
Hummer.
Hummer. She said Hummer.
Humvees. Jeez.
So. Yes, Narrows. I keep hearing about these four specific hiding spots.
Yeah.
Too bad I don't play enough lately.
I think I know what he's talking about. Like just the spots in the dark in the back corners by the base. I mean, they're raised up a bit, and they're good for sniping, but they're also good for just kind of like standing there and waiting for someone to go in. And then it's since your feet are above eye level, they might not see you as they're walking by. So especially if they're
He says something about the man cannon, and one time during a very intense match of 4 versus 4, Team Slayer.
4 plus 4 equals 8.
Equals 8.
Math lesson for the day for Podtacular.
Yes, you see, we're very useful in many ways.
See, we care about education.
Next week, quantum physics.
Cows moo in the air. Yes, quantum physics.
Yes.
Ohm's law.
Natural progression there.
Newton's law.
Anyway, what were you saying?
One time it was 48-48, right?
Yeah.
I was doing real bad during the beginning of the game. Finally, I pick up my pace, and I'm going on a nice little streak. I go on the man cannon. Lo and behold, so there's an enemy on the other side. So I'm like, oh, my God, I gotta melee him in midair. So we're shooting at each other, and I melee him. He dies, but I fall to my death, and I was the final kill they needed.
Nice. Midair final kill.
You fell to your death.
Yes, I know. I was all happy. I'm like, yeah, punk, and then...
It's like,
as I see his body flying in the air, and then I realize, oh, no.
I've done that one time where both I and someone else on the other team were going through the man cannon, and in the air, I'm shooting, and it's not doing anything, so finally I sticky him, and I catch him, and he freaking explodes.
Oh, nice.
See, that's where you got to throw the grappling hook, man, when you're about to fall.
Ah.
Like a Tomb Raider?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, or like Bionic Commando or something.
Holy cow, poop Batman. I'd rather throw the Batman grappling. But no, I did what that. One time, me and a teammate went through the man cannon at the same time, and he starts screaming at me as we're approaching each other because we knew we were going to both die. He's like, you bastard! And I'm like, oh! And I crouched in midair to see maybe he goes under my legs. And it almost worked because I hit like the edge of the platform.
That'd be funny if you could like press a button to do the Superman while you're while you're going across in the man cannon.
I did that, but backwards. I died and I went feet first.
My sound effect.
What? The sound effect you did?
Yeah, that was totally mine.
Oh, sorry. I stole it.
What? Copy infringement.
I know.
Copy infringement, that'll work.
I know somebody really wanted to do this one.
Yeah.
This submission.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hey. All right. Well, here goes our next one. Man of Poopsicle. I'm just kidding, guys. It's Man of Popsicle.
Close enough. That works. This. She's a popsicle. No, I hear that live all the time.
Well, this is his tip for Narrows. A couple of tips for Narrows. Stay together. Teamwork is very important on this map. If you're playing a Team Slayer, maybe have two guys on the top level and two guys on the lower level. Me and anorexic leader were trying to do this. Anorexic, I don't know. That seems like a health issue to me.
Yeah, how can you lead? How can you lead if you're skin and bones? I never got
that. Dude, that guy is no joke, man. He is really good, though. Wheelchair.
Yes, I play. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's crazy good.
The name is misleading.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway,
it's like Nicole Richie. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, let me get back to Poopsicle.
Sorry.
Me and anorexic leader were trying to do this, but someone told me about a jump from the top of a man cannon to the top of the bridge. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but here's my impression. Now we're going to go into quotations. Nice. You get on top of the roof thing directly above the man cannon and walk forward as far as you can. Then there's a little ledge, on the side of the bridge. You crouch jump to that ledge.
Huh.
LOL, that must have been really confusing. If you really care about this jump, then just message me on XBL.
Wow.
Like, oh my god, I try to totally show it to you. I just got my Xbox back from the repair center, and I haven't played in a while, so I might not remember it correctly. Well, dude, if you don't remember correctly, you can invite us.
You fit right into the show.
Exactly. You say what we're all thinking. How about that?
And we're just pulling your chain here, man. Popsicle.
Yep.
Yeah, or Poopsicle, whichever.
Whichever you prefer.
Whichever you prefer, you know. We're not gonna discriminate against you, whatever your preference is.
I'm sure one sickle tastes better than the other.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. Fearmaster 93 says, "Hey guys, it's Fearmaster 93 reporting on a good sniping spot. On each side with the man cannons, there is these small ledge-like ramps that are built into the walls. You can either grab the sniper or the shotgun, or both if you want to. Go back to there, and you have to jump up to the area, and you'll have to crouch walk into this position, which is good, so you won't appear on the motion tracker. If anyone can describe it in more detail, feel free to. See y'all in Halo 3, Call of Duty 4, and Rainbow Six Vegas 2. So that's over by the man cannons, then?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't really know where that spot is where you have to crouch walk into. I guess if it's by the man cannons, I mean...
You see it mostly when you're going through the man cannons while you're in the air. You kind of like, oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Then you can figure it out.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't know if he's talking about the one that's more centered on the bridge towards each base. There's a ledge, I'm thinking, on the left side of both bases.
Yeah, there's a ledge on the left side. I think that's the one he's talking about also.
But it's actually on the main
snipers.
It's on the back of the main bridge though. It's not on the side rooms or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean back in the day when it was still fairly new to go up there,
yeah.
I used to get my fair of sniper shots, but now it's pretty automatic that somebody's gonna be there and you're pretty much gonna die quickly. Mm-hmm. By either the opposing sniper or somebody with the rockets.
Right.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to go to Spartan Hugger 44. The easiest way to win a Slayer game on this map is getting weapon control. Weapon control, the godlike spawn trap.
Anyway.
First of all, this works much easier in a double team game, but can adapt to a Slayer. First of all, get control of the snipers. This is key, and you will see why. Next, eliminate the rocket threat by playing at top mid. forcing the opponents to play in their back areas. Oh, that doesn't sound too right.
Anyway. That's where the USB...
Uh-huh, because right afterwards he says man cannon still. Anyway, so he says, set up two snipers on top mid, meaning on top in the middle of the bridge. One looking flag spawn and the other looking man cannon. Play the other up front, in front of the area where the mauler spawns. If done correctly, when the other team dies in this setup, they will spawn at flag or man cannon. Note, this won't always work as the negativity builds on the one side as opposed to the others.
That sounds like he's talking about magnetic forces in Halo gaming or something.
Yeah, he's talking about the fourth.
Yes,
force, like in Star Wars.
This will not work.
I was actually
too much dark side on the side of the map.
I have like a frog in my throat. I am sorry.
What's his name?
Yeah. Doesn't JVB sound like a Sith, the Lord Sith or something while he's talking?
Oh, he does.
I'm flattered. See, I work on that voice all the time.
I try bet
to sound
you
like
do.
A Sith Lord. Yeah, yeah, especially when I'm ordering pizza.
Yep, and you're using the fork. That's
Darth,
very good.
Darth JVBethus?
Pepperoni. Anyway, I sound more like the enemy from Inspector Gadget.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
The Claw. Dr. Claw, right?
Yeah. With the cat.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
Oh, the days. Then he has another note. Ooh, do you like me? Check yes or no. Oh no, that's the wrong note. Anyway, the trap will eventually.
Oh no, I see the note. I see it. It says JVB. By the way, last night was great. I wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry.
Yeah, that was like a personal note to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn! Thanks for exposing that to millions of fans.
You have been exposed.
Darn it! So he says, that's all. Keep on poning, little anus armor wearing leprechauns.
What is up with the anus today?
It's the anus armor.
Very popular topic today.
Yes, on a good Friday also.
Whoa!
Oh man, USD.
Let's go to our wonderful next little reader, our commenter, giving us those tips. Uzumaki 15, must be a fan of Naruto. Says
knowledgeable.
Yes, I am.
I think you're the first one to pronunciate that right.
What?
I think we had trouble with his. Some people had trouble with his name previously, but I think you. I think you got it. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, it doesn't take rocket science to figure that one out.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Anyway,
good thing I pronounced it right.
Have to be able to watch TV and get hooked on phonics.
See, I failed that class.
Hooked on phonics didn't work for me.
Dude, I failed it about 3 times. Don't worry, I understand the struggle.
I have hooked on phonics for dummies.
You have that on tutorial. What's it for little kids? It's called Muzzy for all different languages. Anyway.
Yeah, back to the tips, yeah.
Yeah, back to the tips. Uzumaki 15 says, hey, Podtacular. Uzumaki 15 here again with some multiplayer tips. When you spawn, try to get to the shoddy as quickly as possible. If you can't get it, then go for a mauler. These will help dominate in close quarters. If not, pick up an SMG and a BR. If you can get to it, also try to get the sniper rifle and the camo/overshields. Using the man cannons can be strategical, as you can frag the top floor as you pass. And he wanted to add this to it, the quotations again. I got a double kill once from doing this. A PS there, okay. But sometimes it can be a disadvantage because if someone launches off the other man cannon, you both will collide and fall to your deaths. I'm sorry, but that is not true. Not if you sticky them first or, you know, melee them in the air.
Mm-hmm. Or crouch. So they can go under your legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Or through your grappling hook.
Yeah, grappling hook.
That's going to be the next update.
Use your surfboard, like, you know, Silver Surfer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can combine Shadowrun and Halo 3.
Stay tuned for next week.
Next week.
Now, when playing a game like One Bomb Offense, it is beneficial if you split up, have the bomb carrier and an escort to take the lower level away from the rockets and have another team take the man cannon. This way, the second team can distract the other while the bomb carrier can plant the bomb. That's about it for Narrows, because I don't usually play on this map. Okay, kids, I have something to say.
Oh, here we go.
If you don't usually play this map, don't give us tips.
Wow.
Oh, dude. I have a PS of Fumo from Uzumaki. I'd be happy to play you on Yaris.
Aww.
Yaris, the ultimate game, man. Game of the year, 2007.
That's going to be in Major League Gaming, didn't you know that?
Yeah, Bioshock, whatever, man.
I know.
Yaris stops Yaris that, man. I think it's going to be on ESPN shortly, actually, the World Finals in Yaris.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be called Up Yaris.
Oh, clever. rough crowd.
Get it? Right. Thanks, yep. I'll be here all week. Forget to tip your waitress.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm just messing with you, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if they would have that. I mean, they do have rock, paper, scissor competitions. Did you know that?
I know.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that crazy?
See, there's a lot of strategy in that, though, I got to say.
I actually did it one time.
Yeah?
Aww.
How'd you do?
There was a tournament, actually, not too far away from
Did you get totally stomped in rock, paper, scissors? Like, oh, how man, that's what
no,
I get.
I didn't
even practice or anything.
How did you train?
I didn't have practice, but I made it to, like, the finals.
Was it, like, over the top? Like, did you wear a hat on forwards, and then when you decided it's time to get serious, you, like, turn your hat around, and then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. You know, that's the whole game plan. You gotta...
Grunt.
Yeah.
Do you gotta, like, psych your enemy out and just, like, do the stare down and, like, I'm gonna kill you at rock, paper, scissors?
You know, I was even warming up before the tournament. I was like, rock, paper, scissors. You know, I had to put lotion in my hand, lube it up and everything.
No,
it's like quick draw McGraw kind of thing. You just gotta, like, be really quick at the whole thing without, like, telling what you're gonna
sweat,
do.
I bet.
Yeah,
no,
really.
But I must say,
you gotta stretch first before doing that, huh?
Like, I did not know there were actual rules to rock, paper, scissors. It's pretty funny.
What kind?
Like, you have to have one hand behind your back, and the other one is your paper can't be palm up or something like that. It has to be palm down and straight. I know. They have rules.
Your paper must be 8x10.
It must be completely... No, seriously. It must be completely horizontal. It can't be kind of vertical paper or anything.
So,
or you get the
so if you, like, throw out a paper and it's at an angle, they're like, oh, that's bad form. What do you think you're doing? Come on, this is a tournament here.
Exactly. You're like, what
this
what
is serious
doing?
Business.
Imagine you're a trainer. Give me 50 push-ups. When you learn how to do a right.
No, the trainer will be like, go to your house today, and I want you to click the TV channel 50 times with your thumb.
Come back to me when you know how to do a proper paper. Loser.
We went to our training center for an entire summer in the mountains to we worked 18 hours a day for this.
go train with the Dalai Lama.
I want your scissors to cut through steel.
When you put out the scissors, you put out the scissors, man. Those things are chop chop.
And I'm serious, but your rock has to be like an actual fist. It can't even be like half-assed.
Yeah. Well, if your thumb is sticking out, is that it? Is it forget it? You're out of there?
Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's kind of like hitching a ride. That's it. It's done.
You're going to be so great at it. Like when you do your fist, you're going to hear like the old Kung Fu sound effects.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whoa.
Like cutting the air on the way down. Yeah.
It's going to be like Bruce Leroy. Anyway.
If we had a webcam, it's a totally different because you're talking. It's like, I will kill you. And their mouth keeps moving.
I put out scissors.
Rock.
ching, ching, ching.
Don't I hear you're great at rock, paper, scissors. Prepare to die.
My scissors are so strong, they will cut through your rock.
I might take a picture of my rock, paper, scissor necklace that they gave me.
You got a necklace? Dang. Did you get like a t-shirt that says like rock, paper, scissors championship and then it has like all the cities that are listed that was on the tour and the whole process?
They do give out t-shirts for rock, paper, scissors.
Wow. Get out of here. You definitely got to post that.
Do they, like, at the... We're going on and on about this, but I got to know. At the final match... Do they actually like, do they say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's what you've been waiting for all night. It's time. And then like the lights go out and they're like, ding.
No, it's not that intense.
Spotlight goes on in the corner, weighing in at 317 pounds.
She's a housewife from Spokane, Seattle.
Oh, you pronounced it right.
Yeah, because you gave me the lesson.
Yep.
Oh, let's get ready to...
And the little crowd's rumble. Like...
Instead of rumble, it's crumble, like the paper and stuff.
Yeah, let's get ready to crumble.
All right, that's...
Two guys go out in the center and they're like staring at each other down like, I'm gonna kill you.
No, it was pretty intense. Like, I was like, not the other player. I'm like, yeah, you're going down.
Did you wear, like, a wristband and stuff?
Wristbands are illegal, man. You should know that. Jeez.
They're distracting. Yeah, dude.
I wore my lucky handkerchief around my...
Aww, around your neck?
Yep, I had it on my neck. I had a Little House on the Prairie thing going on.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Nice. Bonnet. Laura cool. Ingalls. Oh, man.
Wow.
That was classic stuff.
Yeah,
all
really.
Right, so who's next?
Yeah, we better like pick it up to get through some of these.
Yeah.
Okay, Daxter Unlimited writes in saying, yo, Podtacular, it's Daxter Unlimited here to tell you about another hiding place. Basically, this is for team doubles. Only when you start out, get a couple kills ahead of the other team, and then go down to the overshield or the invisibility spawn, and then jump down on the bridge under you. Then go to one of the outcroppings and crouch onto the edge and wait until the game ends, and you win. Wow. Okay, that's kind of weak, but it's one way to do it, I guess. No, I'm saying it's not a weak spot. It's just like kind of weak to just like go hide. I don't know. I'm not into that.
This is what you call noobs. Okay.
Well, it's just people that are wanting to win at any cost, and I'm not. That's why I don't like team doubles. You know, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
But
all you do is camp out. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not into like playing a game of hide and seek with guns. I know.
I hate that. That's why I usually get a sniper and kill him from across the map.
But then again, I mean, this is Halo, and it's not like it's against the rules or anything. It's just kind of bad form, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're not saying that Dexter Unlimited is weak or nothing. Just
that's just not
our style of playing.
Yeah, because we're hardcore, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Paper, scissors.
Yep, my paper will slice right through your scissors. I'll tell you.
I could imagine the grand prize trophy. It must look miraculous. It must rival the Super Bowl trophy.
You get like a golden piece of paper with a golden rock and then a golden scissors on the other side.
I could imagine like somebody crying, giving a long speech when they win.
I'd like to thank my mom for teaching me this game when I was like four.
For never letting me play outside and I had to play by myself. Thanks, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Man. All right, let's move along.
Yeah.
All right, so what did he say? Keep on making new pancakes with warthogs?
See, exactly. New pancakes.
All right, so we're going to go to furries. And furries.
Nah, that kind of seems kind of boring.
Aw. Well, I'm going to read it because I got to read both anyway, since his furries were short. But, anyway, when you spawn, you will go to the sniper spawn. Across from you will be the other team trying to get the sniper, too.
And there we go for dee-dee-dee moment. Thank you for the great tips, furries. Thank you.
Wow.
And I'm going to go to one of the more veteran posters, Babam the Grunt. He says, hey, everyone, it's Babam. When you first start, I recommend having one person rush rockets and one rush shotguns. This is a heavy BR map, so make sure to cycle strafe and keep your head low. When you shield, Well, when your shields are down. Whoops. Now, the man cannon seems like a nice way to get around the map, but they usually lead you right into five guys on the other side, and you get pwned. Keep on fragging trucks that store hunters and talk stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking stuff, I'm going a little bit off topic, like we haven't already. I was at Target, and
we all know where this is going. Anyway.
No. I'm in Target, and I'm looking through the magazines, right? I'm looking at a gaming magazine, right? And there's this kid next to me, and he turns around and looks at me, and he's like saying this whole speech in his deep voice, and he's like talking about Transformers and Decepticons. And then towards the end, he goes, "And that's a Transformer talking stuff." And I look at him, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Yeah, that's how a Transformer talks." So I'm like, I'm staring at him, I go, "You know, that was really nice." And then I walk away, I'm like, "Oh my God." I was like, "What a coincidence that he says talking stuff."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But,
Jay,
but
you're
I didn't, what just happened? It totally, like, passed me that the kid was absolutely nuts, but what struck me was that he said talking stuff.
So. Oh, yeah, man.
No, you know, a friend of mine, he does great impersonations. He talks just like in Star Wars, and then he talks like Master Chief, and yeah.
I need a butt wipe.
Sorry.
So he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His gamer tag is Big Boss.
Okay, there you go. You got to shout him out.
I got to shout him out. ACK Big Boss.
There you go.
You know, that reminds me. It's time to get back to the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
anyway, here's another. Oh, this one I really like. Now, these are some good tips right here.
Mm-hmm.
Master Potac says, "Hey, Potacular people, just sending in for the episode. Here are the weapon respawn times. So, coaches and future coaches and gamers, please take note of this."
Yes.
Narrow's weapon respawn times.
Awesome.
Camo, 1:30. Overshield, 1:30. Sniper, 3 minutes. Plasma grenades, 15 seconds. Fragment grenades, 15 seconds. Shotgun, 3 minutes. Assault rifle, 3 minutes. Mauler, 1 minute. Rocket, 3 minutes. Needler, 2 minutes. Battle rifle, 30 seconds.
Nice.
Keep on fragging, Nene, on an anus armor. He really wanted me to shout that out.
Yeah, like literally, like shout it, like scream it.
Oh, so was that not good enough? Should I be like, "Keep on fragging, Nene, on an anus summer"?
There you go. I'm sure I'll be thrilled.
Now. There you go.
That'll do it.
Oh, and he has another shout out to BB Reaper 13.
Cool.
Now this is a great post, simply because it's something that a lot of us usually don't even bother to think about.
Yeah.
And yes, in MLG, there are coaches who sit there with a stopwatch.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
And they don't even most of the time the players actually already know, but it's very, to the average person, it sounds ridiculous that somebody would sit there with a stopwatch.
No, one of my girls, she doesn't coach anymore. So here's another shout out to Tank Girl. I love that girl, Becky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
She's there with the timer. She stopwatches and counts every time a weapon respawns. She's an awesome, phenomenal coach and a player.
Awesome. Awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. No, but in Halo 2, I mean, that's where it all started. And, you know, people kind of forgot about that in Halo 3. At least I did. Mm. But yes, if you have the memory to remember all this, you know, use it to your advantage.
One thing, if you don't want to go and memorize every time, you might want to just think in general of, like, the hierarchy, like some of the lower ones, some of the higher ones, what's in the middle, just so you have kind of an idea on how long something's going to take. So
yes,
it's a thought. Anyway, on to Delta Snow, who says, "Yo, Podtac, here's some tips. When you spawn, always go for one of the sets of plasma grenades. Try to ignore the rocket launcher because someone will always grab it. Once you have the grenades, either fall back and go through the man cannon or go down low. Either way, you should end up pushing up. Then you have a lot of choices, but I like to grab the needler and kill all the stuff out of anyone that gets in my way. Once I die, repeat this and throw a frag onto the bridge whenever you go across the man cannons. If you're a sniper, grab the sniper rifle and do your stuff." No, literally, stuff. I hate snipers. Well, I mean, I'm not a sniper, but I respect them, but I am not into it myself. But, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a really good technique because I use that a lot in arrows. I put stickies and grenades to the man cannons, mm-hmm. and it goes all the way across the map. It works all the time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, it's definitely a great idea. You know somebody's going to be flying through there.
It's a good idea to rain grenades from above too when you're going across the man cannon onto the bridge. That's definitely something, especially if you're throwing stickies because they won't bounce, you know. So he also sent in a few other things, which are for other shows.
But. Yeah. Stickies do tend to stick, so watch out.
Thus the name, hey. All right, what's next?
I didn't know that.
What's this you say?
All righty, so Nightlight 82 says, this is one of my favorite maps. There are a lot of tricks on this map. Okay, to start off, in my opinion, you should always try to get the sniper. If you can manage that, there are so many sniping perches in this level. To list a few, there are little beams on either side of the middle walkway. Those are okay, but not the best personally. Okay. I like to go over the fusion coils, and there is a ledge on the wall. There is a great sniping spot, and no one ever notices you there. You know, now that he said this, I remember one dude on that damn thing, and we were all getting our butts whipped by the sniper. Like, where is he? In the usual spot. And I, just by luck, I died before I could even get to him, but I saw him in there. So now I'm...
So it's over by the man cannon then, huh?
Yeah, it's by the fusion coils laying on the ground strategically. Yeah. there's also one more thing on this map, is that you get out of many ways. The easiest one is when you go by the shoddy platform right on the edge, and you jump down onto the ringy thingy, where there is a little side in which you don't die when you are inside it. I know this is confusing. Yeah, it's a little bit confusing.
Just a little.
Ted.
He goes, sorry. Well, yeah, those are my tips. Keep on spanking, badunkadunk.
Badunkadunk. Wow, I haven't heard that in a while.
Now, spanking badunkadunk or spanking badunkadunk?
That's what I want to know.
Dunkadunkadunk.
I am interested in this ringy thing. Oh, yeah. R. Kelly.
I think he's talking about the thing at the bottom there, like below the bridge. There's that like generator thing at the bottom that if you can walk on these like slots in between it, but if you touch the electrical part, you'll die. And if you're an elite, you go.
I love the.
You'll be killed by the guardians.
We're killed by Betsy.
Betsy, the cow tipping victim.
You have just been tipped by Betsy.
Oh. Tipping spree.
Yeah. Ah, tipping spree. Hey, you know the achievement for Luke owing you a steak dinner will actually mean something this time.
Yeah, really.
Aww.
Oh man. Tipimajaro.
Let's go on to the next tip.
Okay, do it.
Do it. Potential Flame. That's a very nice name.
That sounds like a YouTube song. I mean, YouTube song.
Potential Flame.
Potential Flame. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Says, if your grenade jumps towards either side of the ledges in the back, you get a good point of view of everything and can jump down and shooty people below. Shooty.
Shooty.
And kids, here's a new term of the day, shooty. Keep on fragging Ultra Super Flying Turtle that poop in people's eyes.
Oh,
wow.
You so funny.
Dang.
Nice. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Poops in people's eye.
Why eyes?
Yeah.
I definitely got to stay away from those.
Damn those flying turtles.
If you see any, give me some warning before.
It's like, oh, Godzilla. Oh,
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Oh, he pooped in my eye.
Oh, ah, it burns, it burns.
Oh, man.
Number one, Gangsta says, hey, Potacular, number one, Gangsta. Oh, he put Gangsta.
What up?
But
oh, you messed it up, Gangsta.
You messed it up. But
maybe that's his gamertag.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Number one gangster here, and no, this. Oh no, it's not a title.
Yeah, he does say yeah.
Yeah, he explains it.
Man, did we have a TTD moment?
Yeah.
Anyway, onto the tip on arrows. When you go through the man cannon, press the jump button right when you land. This will give you a boost and send you further than a regular jump. Also, when going for the rockets in the beginning of a match, do not stop when you see opposing players approaching them. Just jump right in and grab. Often. Okay, guys. Just jump in and grab.
That'll get
often
you nowhere.
You will get a double kill on opponents who stay back waiting to kill you when you get the rockets. That's my tips. Thanks for the great podcast. Keep on fragging noobs wearing Dane Molten Magma Camouflaged Anus Armor. Okay, guys, I have to ask. Where is this anus armor coming from?
You haven't been doing your homework.
Yep. You haven't been listening to the past 37 episodes, have you?
Okay. There was a submitter who, during one of our campaign shows, said that him and his friend kept meleeing. Was it
a hunter,
and he kept meleeing it in the anus, and the anus armor eventually deteriorated. I guess
yeah,
came off. And you know, once you get past the anus armor, you're very weak. It died, and so, and apparently it took over 20 hits.
Hmm.
So that's where anus armor all originated from.
Yep, the origins of the mighty anus armor. So now you know.
Wow.
You're inside now.
Yes.
The joke
I
that
am
is.
Inside. And I'm going to grab it now. I'm right in there.
Oh, man.
I'm going to grab it.
This has potential flame written all over it.
Exactly. And so remember that tip, people. Don't stop, even though they're coming after you. Because the enemy will come after you, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
They will. They will come. If you build it, they will come.
On to Crash Course, who says, one of the greatest ways to knock someone off continuously man-cannoning back and forth is not to jump in yourself, but to throw either a stick grenade or one of those, the more noticed, throw equipment in. A power drain or a bubble shield will work and send opponents to their demise below. That's pretty cool. I didn't know some equipment would actually stop them in midair.
Yeah, it
I guess
does.
Has
I've
mass,
actually
so.
Done that. It's awesome.
That's cool. Nice.
It's so awesome. It's like totally skilled.
Totally.
For sure. Gave me with the spoon.
I've got skills.
Chicks dig guys with skills. Nunchuck
gosh.
Skills and
like nunchuck
magic
skills.
Magic wielding skills. And...
nunchucks.
I'm chatting with totally hot babes.
Oh, you man.
You know, right, Beavis. Okay. So, is that all?
Yes, that is all.
Okay,
carry on.
I realize
it was just a short submission.
It was mighty short. Okay. But good, short but sweet.
Yes, yes. Soul Diamond. Whoops, I'm here like totally what? Getting his name wrong.
For sure.
Soul Shadow, dude. Soul I was going to say Soul Diamond, dude. I don't know. A good tip for anyone on Narrows is if you are trying to flank someone from the middle to either end. Rush up the side of the map of the top walkway and jump off the side to land at the bottom level on the man cannon side or the one opposite that. If you see anyone guarding that side, start shooting them right away to catch them off guard. It is even better if there's no one near you because the other team would either jump off the cliff or they might not even know you jumped over there. Now, I'm a little confused as to what...
I think he's talking about the walkway like... you know how when you walk past the man cannon towards the other base and then you curve around under the bottom side of the bottom level of the bridge? Well, right
with
there, if you...
Like invisibility and overshield?
Yeah, exactly, where sniper is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up there and you like jump down from above to where you end up right there, I think he's saying like you'll surprise someone without actually having to come
it's
around.
It's called manipulation.
Manipulation. Strategery. It's being able to jump down without actually having to like popping up on your radar as you're going all the way around that decline there. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really that much of an advantage, but it's enough to where you'll be able to just pop right in front of their face all of a sudden. They'll just be like, ah! And you'll scare them away and they'll run.
Wait, how do you scare them again?
Okay, so then he finishes off by saying, then you can flank them from out of the blue and get a couple of kills as long as your team distracts the opposing team with fire and grenades.
Well, that's good. You want to shoot your enemies, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And, you know, sometimes they die. And
no way.
Yeah, yeah, and you score.
Wow, I want to score.
Damn it, Davis. Okay. I'm going to score.
On to the next tip. Big Red Dog 59 just asked Clifford.
Yes, Clifford the Big
Holy
Red
crap! Before I even get to reading it, I already made that joke.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, Potacular. Clifford the Big Red Dog here again with a few sniper perch tips on narrows. The first, which is good for sniping at the man cannons and the side opposite to the man cannons, what we would call that, I'll just call it number two. In the middle where there are the ramps, you can jump over the side and there's a small slant that you can stand on where you have a perfect view of the man cannons and number two. Number two.
Number two.
The second is a pretty well-known one, but I thought I'd just tell you anyways. Just next to the man cannons and on the same spot for number two, there is another small slant that you can snipe the opposite side of the map from. This is a good spot to hide with the ball, bomb, or flag if you have to. Oh, and just one more tip for objective games on arrows. If you have the bomb or flag, don't go over the man cannon. If you die, it will fall, and you will have to redo all of your hard work.
Hmm.
Mm.
Good point. Dude, it seems like everybody knows about this awesome sniper spot except us.
You know exactly.
What I'm saying? It's like the fourth or fifth time they said it, and it's just like, hello, dummies, you guys don't know about this? Jeez.
And we're the authority in Halo information.
Respect my authority. Oh, see you, Potacular. Keep on fragging like 23 midgets.
Aw.
Now we're back to the midgets again.
Uh-huh. Yep. I love midgets.
A long story in itself.
They're fantastic people. I don't call them midgets. I call them vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged. Yeah. Dude, get out of my head.
Sorry, I conjured midget images for you.
It's like you're Agent Smith or something. Come on, get out.
I know. Okay. It's like you're Mr. Smith and I'm Mrs. Smith.
You're the Angelina Jolie to my Brad Pitt.
Fragilina. Is that the name? Fragilina or whatever? I don't know. Anyway. All right, who's next?
Anyway, I don't know.
Full Moist.
Oh, Shotgun Friendly, yes. Hey guys, it's your friendly neighborhood Shotgun, again sending in ways to survive harsh and dangerous wilderness that is known by many as Xbox Live. Some good general tips for live get-togethers are avoid using nasty language, mute those who use nasty language, and of course, have fun while you kick ass and chew bubblegum with friends, and avoid nasty language.
A little
language.
Bit of Duke Nukem.
TMI, okay.
Gosh. Well, now to Narrows. Narrows is a rather simple map with a few twists added in, such as the man cannons and the spanker. He says pronounced spunker, since that's the way it would be pronounced if you... He goes on and on and on.
I want to be a spanker.
It's a promising career, I tell you that much.
It's a kind of
keep
man.
On spanking, but okadok. That's all I got to say. And there's two snipers, and of course,
it's popular in Japan, I'll tell you that much. Anyway.
Big in Japan. And of course, the beautiful Needlers. Also, how can I forget the very beautiful and deadly shotgun? Beautiful. It's like he's announcing a cast of characters here. Now,
I know.
Act one, a good strategy
Sorry,
for snipers.
Beautiful, deadly shotgun and the exactly. beautiful Needler co starring with the snipers.
Yep.
And special
coming to
guest spanker.
You on Podtacular.com.
All right.
It'll be a novella, you know, like
really, novella. Universal.
All right.
Spanker. Why?
No, it's Univision.
Univision.
Why?
Hey.
Univision. Why? Uno spanker.
Okay. Now, a good strategy for snipers is
that was pretty bad.
To go and grab it.
What is it with the grabbing today?
Jeez, I can't say the friggin' tip. Okay, is to go and grab it, and then head to where two plasma grenades spawn near where the Mauler spawns. Jump up on the square, and they are on top of, and look for, jump on the square they're on top of, and look for a piece of the wall that sticks out. Go up and hug the wall, and you will be up in a shadowed corner that is very good cover, and lets you see very far all the way back to the enemy spawn area. You are covered by shadows. Oh, man. Killing me over here. Right. You're covered by shadows, so... You're covered pretty well, only the lens from your helmet will give you away if you basically direct it into the sun. Another good strategy is that when you spawn, go grab an SMG and then go dual-wield it with a spiker.
So this now combo, you have to watch out for the direction of the sun.
I think
yeah,
so.
I was just going to say.
It depends on what time it is while you're playing, you know, that's the thing. And if it's a cloudy day, you know, just check the weather report before you go play, that's for sure.
I know. Is it going to be chance of rain?
Uh-oh, I don't want to short out my armor.
I better wear my green armor.
Oh, really? Okay. He's saying the combo is really good there, the SMG and Spiker. That takes down the shields pretty fast. The Spiker takes down the shields really fast, while the SMG rips right through them with no shields. Plus, the Spiker does moderate damage against non-shielded players, much more damage than the plasma rifle. Not many like to dual-wield it, but I can tell you how many kills I've gotten dual-wielding. It's a good thing to use in the right situations, like when you're defending the sniper or flag. Well, that's it for now. Let's see what kind of fragging I can come up with right here on the spot.
He has a good one.
Okay, got it. Here we go. Keep on fragging fusion coiled. This is like a tongue twister. Fusion coiled filled trucks that make nice big fiery explosions that will satisfy any manly man. Then watch as that frag truck's debris hits a cone and splatters a person nearby, hitting them in the head. Then watch as they get recon armor while you did all the work. Isn't this world unfair? Wow.
Wow. He really thought into this tip.
Dang, man. Yeah, that's
he gave a lot of thought to it.
That's wow. The emoest keep on fragging I've heard.
Yeah, I know. Shotgun friendly, I think you need a hug. Obviously, there's something that's hurting you.
Yeah. Are you sad? Are you angry? What are you feeling?
Do you need somebody to talk to?
Do you need a hug?
Call the message. Chief Hotline.
Would you like a donut?
Would you like a squishy?
Would you like a donut, demon?
Okay, so thanks a lot, Shotgun Friendly. Howie07 says, "Hey, Podtacular, one general tip is to get control of all the power items, sniper, shotgun, and rocket launcher. Okay, have one of your teammates head over on the man cannon and get behind the other team at the beginning battle. For the shotgun in the basketman.
Okay, basement.
Now there are a few
in the basketman.
We're not gonna bust your bubble here, Holly.
Yeah.
Okay, use the power drainer and bubble shield well for this map. Good gun combinations would be a battle rifle and shotgun, or a battle rifle and a sniper. Thanks, Podtacular, for all your great shows. Well, you're very welcome, Holly. It says, keep on fragging nay-nay Nazis.
And she puts it in really small letters, so you need a, you know...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Microscope.
Binoculars to see it.
Ooh, Lancelot. Sir
yes.
Lancelot.
Sir Lancelot. You know, he has long, golden, blonde hair.
Yeah.
And, yes, and he's chiseled.
Chiseled. Chivalry. Lancelot59 says, hey y'all, it's Lancelot with a few tips for narrows. One, place trip mines on the bridge behind the little wall things that are along it. On the narrow side that faces your team. If an enemy cuts too close, boom.
Boom.
Did I give
John
good emphasis
Madden.
On that? Boom. Okay.
Yeah, that was John Madden-esque.
Number two, if you're good enough, you can lodge a grav lift in the side of a man cannon and shoot stuff into the main opening that the bridge goes into. Three, drop a bubble shield on the main cannon when you go through. If you're coordinated enough, you can take two partners with you. Remember, guys, only if you're coordinated enough. Protect it all the way to the drop zone. It could even work with the mongooses if you're timed right. Also works well with when combined with tip number two. So yes, people, please don't try this at home. Only
so it's like a value meal. Yeah, it's like a value meal.
It's like a value meal. Can you supersize me?
I'd like to get the number two, please, with some monkeys and
a little bit of boom added on to
yeah.
that.
Some boom would be nice.
Then he ended sauce. With, that's it for now. Just like to say hi to Dust Storm. Your fly is undone. Keep on fracking duck zippers.
Wow.
I don't want to know how he knew that. I really do not want to know.
Yeah, really?
That could end badly.
Yes.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we have reached our time, and it's time to wrap it on up.
Yes, and we do apologize to everyone that, you know, took the time to send in some submissions, and I'm sure they're real good, but unfortunately,
yeah, we have about 17 pages worth of tips.
Yes, we do. So
it's muy crammed.
We have the show notes that you can go at podtacular.com. Check them out.
Yep, find out more tips from Eros.
Mm-hmm, lot more.
Well, send in your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going for a few more weeks here. And keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for some of the final shows at Podtacular. Be famous.
Yes. And man, that hurts. That hurts. That hurts to hear you say that, buddy. Anyway, so...
It hurts me that it hurts you to hear that say.
That
yeah.
hurts.
That it hurts.
You're like a proxy herder or something. I hurt by proxy.
It's like a bad enema. So, you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888. You know, before I complete the number on the post-game report, I kept saying the particular number. Because it's 206-666. And I'm like, 206-888. And then Lil Cuckoo, who was on the recent show, he's like, no, the Spartacular. So that was funny. Okay, so you can call our listener voicemail.
That was really funny.
Be back. Ooh. I'll get you for that one.
Wow.
You can call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. See, I can spell. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Tales from the Foxhole Show.
Collins, that's all right.
Collins.
What did I say?
You said Customs.
Okay. He's a custom.
Oh man, old habits die hard. We did that for a long time, so
yeah. I thought I got over it too.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people like me.
Yeah,
yay,
very cool.
That's why,
like Fumo said, during the beginning of the show, even though the podcast is. Not
the audio podcast. Yeah.
Yes, the audio podcast is no longer going to be in circulation. The site and the community is still there. So
yes, and we will keep up all the back episodes for at least the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we'll still be in the site. And yeah. I mean, I'm in like 300 podcasts, so you'll still hear me around anyway.
Yeah, really.
And Fumo Jai will be joining me here and there. So
I will. Yeah,
you'll do it. Okay, so. I guess I go, right? Or
go for it.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you. And speaking of iTunes, you know, I know we're going to do a final farewell show, but I do want to, you know, Fumo, especially you would never want to kind of brag about your accomplishments. So I'm going to do it for you. And, you know, I'll probably do it. Next week I can't be on the show, and Fumo knows why. So there's only two more shows for me on Podtacular, which. You know.
Oh, is it that herpes appointment?
Oh, man, I told you not to say nothing.
Well, now
yeah,
more
the doctor
than food
called
knows why.
About that. He was asking how.
Yeah, they said they came out with a new cream. I'm gonna try it out.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But speaking of iTunes, Podtacular was probably the first independent community site that was featured on the front page. And I'm not talking about video game section. I'm talking about in the front page on iTunes. And this was nearly 3 years ago. So Podtacular has come a long way, and it's because of the community and the people that supported us for, 3 years now?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes, you guys have done your part in reviewing us and supporting us. So, yeah, there's been a lot that the Podtacular podcast has achieved, and I'm going to do my best to kind of remind you guys about that, because it wasn't done alone. It was because of you guys.
Definitely, definitely.
It's because of you, man. Because of you.
We love you guys.
And then the Incredible Hulk music comes out.
Yeah, the David Banner.
Well, definitely. I mean, we're not dead yet. You know, we're still sticking around for a little bit. So hang in for the last few episodes, and we'll cap it off pretty good, I'd say. We'll do our best. So definitely thanks to thanks to all the people who contribute to PodTech, like I was saying, and shout out to HaloSocial.net, where it's a website where you can make friends that play Halo, upload and download maps, content, and more on that site. So
shout out to, of course, my lovely bombshells.
Of course.
Of course. Always.
We were going to get to that
one. At the end of the show. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to leave you hanging there.
Yeah, and a shout out to my good neighborly spiderly friend. No, I'm just kidding. my friend Star Slayer, a.k.a. CG, a.k.a. Judy Nails. She's a rocker. Rock on.
Rock on.
Right, rock on with the bad song.
Rock on, yeah.
What was that song back in the days?
Rock on.
Anyway.
I think it was called Rock On. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I got to give a shout out to actually my husband. He's always been there, my right hand person.
Yeah.
The good times, the bad times.
I hope you don't make him go out and buy USB cables. That would be
dude. That's going to be all fun. Fun and games.
You know, Jerry was mentioning a lot of appreciation stuff, and I could go on for a long time, and I probably will on the last show about all of the people that I'm appreciative to, and JVB is definitely at the top of that list, no doubt. But I'll definitely save that for later on. But I have a lot of thank yous to say, and
Yeah, it's like thank you, mom and dad, for making me. I like to thank God. I like to thank the community.
And that was
I like to thank the Academy. I'd like
Thank you for the moon. I got a moon, man. I got a moon.
So yes, Logan, thanks for all the fish.
We have a lot to think about, and I'm sure there's going to be cause shockwaves all over the community. I mean, there's been so many people that have helped us, and especially in the Podtacular.com community, I just hope, and I'm sure they will continue to support the site and the community, because like we say after every show, we say we couldn't do it without you. We really mean that.
Yep.
So
no doubt.
So, and be sure to check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network: Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer. Oh, I think I fall under that category. Achievement Junkie.
No, I would have never. I would have never.
Never. The GCN Video Game. Man, we are having troubles getting through a sentence. The GCN Video Game Show and JVB Show Post Game Report at talkingaboutgames.com.
Yay. .com.
And yes, thank you for being on the show. Tell us where we can find more about Team Bombshells.
Just go to www.teambombshells.com. That's T-E-A-M, bombshells, B-O-M-B-S-E-H. No, I'm just kidding. H-E-L-L-S. I was just messing with those non-spellers out there.
Bombshells.
.com.
Nice.
Like, like JVB.
Aw.
We'll keep on.
Check us out.
He's revealing all my secrets.
I know.
See, I can't believe that.
Keep on fragging badunkadunk trucks.
And anus wearing armor.
And, of course. And flying cows.
Turtles.
Who move.
And turtles.
And, turtles.
In your eye.
Turtles who poop on your eye. That's awesome.
I guess that turtle must have had Red Bull.
Aw.
I guess so.
Red Bull and tacos.
Yum.
Aww. The tacos is what's keeping... No, beans. That's what's keeping it in the air.
The bean burrito.
Oh, you just got it.
Gas powered.
Nice.
I would love to see that turtle rub up, that's for sure. I'm ready.
There's only one thing left to say.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single
just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me.
Yeah, Fumo, you didn't know that the rats in New York charge you rent?
Hell yeah, they do. You know that movie Joe's Apartment?
Oh,
that is so true. It's like, hey Joe, hi Joe, you gonna eat that?
Is that what the BX stands for, I'm assuming?
What?
Huh? On your name? BX. Yeah.
No, it's BXS.
Oh, all right.
It's for Bombshell.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
Better recognize. Yeah.
I'm not hip to that slang.
Oh, I forgot you're a country boy. You grew up with Moses.
Well, actually, I used to be Adam and Eve's agent. So I've been around for a long time.
Their agent? Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
were
yeah.
Like, were they like starting a rap group or something?
So you were the one who persuaded them to eat that apple, weren't you?
I did it for shock value.
You were like, you know what? You want to eat that apple. I'm your agent. I'm telling you, it's gonna maximize in profit. You're down the road.
Your career is going to take off.
And then I YouTube.
Yep, exactly. And it did. It affected every woman in society now.
Yeah, yeah. You took one of our ribs. It was great.
Baby back ribs?
Yeah, I YouTubed it before YouTube was, you know, the thing.
Before it was great. That was in the there. That's cool.
But you know why Eve was created, right?
Why?
Well, because, okay, when God created man, he was like, I can do better. So he created.
Wow.
I know. As soon as I said wow, I'm like, oh, man.
Here it comes. Yeah.
Open up the floodgates.
Oh, we're going to get you back for that one somehow. Definitely.
Oh.
You can't just go frounce on better. Man like
I
that.
I know I can do better than this.
I thought you guys liked that.
Oh, well. We encourage
you. Like, to some extent, yeah.
Women are just the leftovers from men.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, those are the issues.
You guys, you guys are like the appetizers for the better stuff out there.
Oh. We're TV dinners.
Woman of the 3-day old pizza in the fridge.
They come with a little package.
Like, should I eat it? I don't know. I mean, those pepperoni rolls shrivel up.
No, you put it
I'm
in the microwave for 3 minutes, and then when it's done, you're like, yeah, I don't want it.
We're like
the bread's like all hard and everything, and you're like, eh.
Or it's too soft, and you know, or the meat is soggy.
Soggy and bland.
Yep. Yep. And like,
we're like beef jerky. We only eating when we last resort.
Yep.
It's like
hungry. Give me a beef jerky.
Maria.
Gamercast.